Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County, brought to you by Licking County Transit with fixed routes and on-demand response service. They've got your transportation needs covered. Dave Doney, glad you could join me on this Friday morning. Mix of sun and clouds throughout the day today, high near 86. Cloudy tonight, low near 67. And for your Thursday, partly sunny, scattered showers, high near 85. Hey, don't forget tonight, 5:30, first pitch comes your way, Licking Valley versus Bryan in the Division 4 Regional Semifinal Softball Tournament up in Akron. We'll have the call for you. I'll be up there with Rennie Frazier. Again, first pitch tonight at 5:30. But joining me right now is Donna Gibson with the drop-in center in Newark. Now, real quick, Donna, it's the weekend, and I mean, you're busy. I mean, I know you got stuff going on, but a perfect weekend for Donna Gibson is what? Is it just staying at home, relaxing? Is it going and doing something with friends? What's a perfect weekend for Donna Gibson?
Just kind of chilling and just sometimes a little silence and some where my brain is kind of, yep. You know, just trying to work through my week mm-hmm. and work through the lives of those that we serve. And I'm okay with that. I'm getting to the age where, you know, I'm...
You like to just have some quiet time. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I tell folks all the time, what's wrong with just a little me time? Because we need that every now and then to recharge, don't we? I mean, I know you do.
Oh, yes.
All right, we got the drop-in center. Remind folks, first off, where you're at, kind of the times, and what you're trying to do here in our community.
We are located at 592 West Main Street, inside of Holy Trinity Lutheran Church. It's the corner, I believe it's Williams and Main. Mm-hmm. We've got a sign right out front. We are open from 9:30 to 3 until we're all the only cooling station. We will end up being open certain times till about 6 or so to keep people safe. Mm-hmm. We serve 2 meals a day. Sometimes they're both hot. It just depends. My coworker, who's phenomenal, will serve pancakes some mornings and sausage. He's such a caring person about, you know, we serve cereal, and then we have a hot lunch. Yesterday we had baked ham, mashed potatoes, mixed vegetables, and bread. You can't. People are like, oh, I haven't had ham in, like, I don't know how long.
Yep.
And so it's trying to keep them healthy and some nutrition, because you can't go through life. A doctor told me once, you can't go through life with a sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Now, you need those other things to yep. make you feel good about yourself. So how do you get the food? Let's start there. I mean, is it donations? What can people do who want to help? What is it? Can they make a donation? Can they come down and volunteer and help with these things?
Yes, and thank you if you want to come and volunteer with us. We have the world's best volunteers. I truly believe that. They care about people. We went, got one older lady named Mary, and when she comes in with some pans, they all know it's dessert. And they get so excited. And I'll help you carry it, Mary. But people like that, they just have such a heart of gold. Mm-hmm. We have Cher in our kitchen, who's heart of gold. I could go down the line and listen to people. Jay. We have students who come and volunteer. And they end up staying. I have an intern right now, Michelle. She's been phenomenal. And her daughter said, please, can I start coming with her? Yes, please and thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is it just the food? What do the volunteers do there?
They can help. We help wipe tables, sweep, mop if we need it, work in the kitchen, work at our front door because we have somebody down there as you're coming in as a safety thing just to see. And sometimes we've had some trauma with people so we can get them taken care of immediately that way. Mm-hmm. And as far as our food, 99.99% is all donated. It's nothing for somebody to come in with $50 to $100 worth of food. This was on sale today, Donna. I saw your list on Facebook, and we brought you some sausage. We brought you some hams. I think last year we got like 12 turkeys, and I want to say it was like 9 hams that we divided into meals. And we took our smaller turkeys to those who just got housing. And Greg sat out there and explained to them how they could cook their turkey mm-hmm. at their house because he'd never had that before.
Yeah.
One family hadn't had a family meal in like 3 years except at the drop-in.
So how many folks are you seeing on a daily basis?
Probably about 50 to 65.
And is it all ages?
Yes.
Okay.
We are unfortunately a lot of seniors. It really makes me sad and scared because a lot of them, the majority, have worked their whole life, but they can't afford to stay where they're at. And I've had some that go into memory issues, and the landlord's like, oh, you didn't pay your rent, you're gone. Mm-hmm. And that's literally what they're doing. And so I've talked to some people that we need to change some laws and guidelines that maybe says if your mom is in this apartment or whatever, you must contact the son or somebody to say, I'm not getting your mom's rent, something's going on, to protect them instead of just putting them out, putting paint on, and raising the rent.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's happening.
And you're seeing that a lot?
A lot.
Yeah.
And it's not really fair. If you work your whole life, I had a lady, she was 78. She worked for our system. She helped people. That's what she did her whole life. But now when her husband died, she'd never taken care of that stuff. And all the landlord had to say was, wait a minute here. And I'm saying we got some good landlords, but we have some, I understand you're trying to make your money, but I don't think it should be off the backs of the people who helped run our country in the first place. Mm-hmm. That's just how I feel about that. And it's really hard to see that. And it causes a lot of emotions
right
in me because I am older and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know?
Yeah. And it's not just here. I mean, we hear it all over the country. I mean, you're hearing these stories all over the country and they certainly can't afford, you know, assisted living. The price of that is unbelievable. A lot of times they're dipping into their savings and the next thing you know, that's gone. One medical, better than I do, one medical issue can wipe out these folks, their savings. So it makes it tough. So I know you do, but I'm sure you quickly work with other agencies if you have a situation like that.
Yes, we've called the Senior Licking County Aging Program. Mm-hmm. They've been great about picking up and listening to what's going on. We're calling Coalition of Care, Coalition of Housing. What can we do? What can we do here? And then the ones who are in someplace, they're making a choice between food, medication. And so I drop off food a lot. We have our Tuesday dinners. And we've been so busy on the Tuesday dinners that rarely do we have any food left for the dinners. So I've been trying to figure something out. I don't know what yet, but so they don't have to do that. You shouldn't have to do that. You shouldn't get so excited for me that I'm bringing you some spaghetti that I had for my dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we need to do.
Right. Well, I mean, that's the sad situation in some of these households. People will hear low barrier, no barrier. Maybe talk a little bit. Are there any requirements to use your services, or if you're in need, come in? Yeah.
None. Now, we are a low barrier. However, I'm very quick to explain to people, mm-hmm. we're not a no barrier. We do not tolerate substances on the property, and I'm very honest with them about it. You'll have to leave for the day. I'll send you with a sandwich or whatever, but I cannot have that stuff on the property. Number one, the church has been so phenomenal in giving us this building to use. And I think it's only a form of respect. It's like we've got an outside front flower area. We have a guest who's got a horticulture degree. She's phenomenal. She goes out there. That's been her mission. You know, because if they're going to help me, mm-hmm. I'm going to help them.
A little skin
stuff.
In the game.
Yeah.
There for them. Yeah, no doubt.
We have a lot that do that. Mm-hmm. A lot come and go around and pick up cigarette butts. Because we try to be as honest with them as we can. Let's show some civility to people. 99% don't even need to get told that. They have no problems policing themselves. And I've heard them say, listen, dude, I'm going to go and tell if you keep... And so that's not a matter of tattletale. It's a matter of keeping things. That's why when you drive in front of it, 99% of the time you're thinking, man, there's no way this is a drop-in.
Mm-hmm. Are you seeing kids coming in or families coming in? Is it mostly
Yes, we've
individuals?
Had some families. But those we've been able to get connected fairly quickly.
Donna, you say get connected. What do you mean when people hear that?
What resources that they need. And usually I have a paper. It gives me some information about them. And I try to figure out what it is they need. Do they have income? Do they not have income? We have a licensed social worker who volunteers with us who has been helping people get their Social Security who are older people who they just don't know how. And so she's helped a few of them get set up. So now we have this much money. Let's go over here because now we have something to go with it. Mm-hmm. So we've got all these pieces of a puzzle. We have nurses that come out throughout the week. The Freedom Center, which is out of Knox and is funded from Mental Health and Recovery Board Licking in Knox County. And we have an outreach person from there as well. So I'll message them, hey, I've got this, I've got this. So we are like a puzzle that we all fit. Where do you fit in this? And so we want to get you the help that you need.
So like a first point of contact, would you say it's
something? Oh, absolutely,
like that?
We are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's no, you can't come in here, you can't, you have to have your shirt on, you have to, we ask that. And we talk to people. Greg is continuously, I mean, he's kitchen window, he's running around, he's talking to people, because sometimes that's all they want. Somebody who cares about what they're saying. And it's not a matter of just hearing. I can hear all kind of noise, but who is listening? Mm-hmm. We are listening to everything that's being said to us. Can we solve it all right now? No. But boy, we sure do put you in a good punch to get that done. Mm-hmm. I have a couple that she's getting ready to start work. They just need some help with a hotel for about a week till she gets her first check. So I've been on that. You know, let's get this going for them. And then he's going to be able to get his job. He's just waiting on his ID. So the United Way has been very helpful with that. To go there and get a state ID is free, mm-hmm. but to get help get their birth certificate, yep. how you can send off with a Social Security card, and sometimes we're able to do that depending on what the situation is. They can get mail there. However, it's not one of those things that you can just get mail one time and it's the end of it. This is for people who actually need a mailing spot. Mm-hmm. And the reason that's important is the voting place. If you are a consistent, that's where your mail comes, that's your home line at the moment, you can also register to vote with that register, with that address. And that's important. And I'm very careful about that. Like, you're not just going to do it one time. Mm-hmm. Let's get you started here and get you going over there. Here's your new apartment. Let's get you in. And when you see people get a place to live, I can't tell you the happiness that just streamlines through our whole place. Because I know as one more person that they're not done needing help. They may need to come and eat lunch with us for a while where they're getting everything steady. But they're not going to lose their place because I'm deciding whether I'm going to eat today or not. So the food we get, I call it a mini Kroger's in the back. We have seven racks that are on wheels, tall ones, and people bring us paper plates, cups, all kinds of proteins. We need proteins desperately because that's part of being healthy. Vegetables.
Can you take fresh foods or no?
Absolutely.
You have refrigeration.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because we have a way to get, like, sometimes we have to shift what our menu was.
Sure.
Because somebody will bring in like a bunch of salad mix and say, hey, this is great.
And you got to
use
it, though.
This.
Yeah, you got to use it right away. Real quick before we take a break, you mentioned folks can go on a Facebook page and see what you need. What's the Facebook
page? It's a community drop-in, and you'll see it. I think it's got yellow colors, but you'll know when you get on there.
It'll jump right out.
We'll put out and people share it, like if we need something.
Sure.
Things like that. And we have no problem showing anybody. Please come and check this out because it's important. Yeah. And they get excited and we get excited and then they'll bring us.
Hey, the more they know what you're doing and who you're helping, it can only help what you're trying to do. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Newark Heath, brought to you by Licking County Transit. Our guest today is Donna Gibson with the Community Drop-In Center in Newark. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, brought to you by Licking County Transit, safely connecting people to places and possibilities. Dave Doney, our special guest today is Donna Gibson with the Community Drop-In Center in Newark. Partly sunny today, high near 86. Cloudy tonight, low near 67. And for your Thursday, partly, or for your Saturday, partly sunny, scattered showers, high near 85. It's funny, Donna, you and I were just talking about, you know, some of these organizations that step up and help you. You're talking about Licking Memorial donates boots for folks when they need them. But that's what it takes. I mean, it does take Donna Gibson, and, you know, the drop-in center can only do so much. You have to have buy-in from these other organizations. And the one thing I've always said about Licking County, 99.9% of the time, somebody's ready to jump in and help you out, and that's what you need.
Yeah. And another thing that we do, the foundation, and I can't talk too much about it. That'll be something you have to talk to Bobby. But
you mean Bobby Percival will talk about something? Come on now.
So Licking County is my home. Please go to that website. Please check it out. It's a huge initiative right now, and it's so important. So if anybody's got time, please take time to see what's going on there.
You talk about initiative. You guys are doing something with laundry, which I think is fantastic. Maybe talk a little bit about this one.
We're so excited because we got our first donation. I've been trying to start a laundry thing, and right now we're looking for a laundromat who's willing to work with us. And Hosanna Lutheran Church in Pataskala gave us our first check. I believe it was $225 or $250. I don't want to screw up there. To get us started on this, because we're trying to fix this so everybody can get a load done a week. The important thing about that is if you're trying to get a job or you're working a job, who doesn't know how good it feels when you can wash your clothes? And so we're working on this, and I'm working on another grant to get some extra money so we can have these cards and we can go, and they will literally be cards. It's not like we're passing out cash, so they can go in, push it in the machine, get their laundry done, and then when it's time for, we can start loading them. So we're working on that now. We're going to have a big blow up with it, with whoever we can connect with. And so I'm looking for anybody who's would like to call us at the community drop-in, 740-344-4135, and want to help us either through a donation towards it, through helping us find a spot that's reasonably close that we can really advertise and show people this is what we're supposed to do. You know, it's not like we're asking them for a ton, but just a load a week if you're single. Now, if it's a family, we might talk about something different depending on maybe they don't have a washer yet. We get those donated as well to give to people. And to help us with products that we need, deodorant, we're in dire need of deodorant right now, male and female. We're good on toothbrushes. I think we need a little more toothpaste and little shampoos and stuff. I'll even take the little bottles and pour the shampoo in it. I don't have a problem. we've done that too. It's just, you feel good.
Right.
And you feel like I matter. Because somebody cared enough to do that. I'm trying to work.
I don't want to say it's a little things, because to somebody else, it's a huge thing. But it is those types of things that keep people going. All right, Donna cares, Dave cares, whoever, throw a name out, it doesn't matter. But it's those kind of things that give folks a little bit of hope to say, okay, maybe I'm turning the corner, correct?
And the biggest thing I tell people, because they're like, well, Donna, you're doing this, you're doing that. Listen, it doesn't matter who's doing it. Because when I'm dead and gone, it just matters it got done.
Yeah.
So that's how we should be living our life. I don't worry about that.
Right.
I want to thank, no, It just matters it got done.
Yeah.
And you helped me do it. So I bought you the paint, but you painted the house. So who gets credit for painting that house?
Right.
You do.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
So how are you funded then? Now, you mentioned grants. Is it the United Way helps you? Are you funded?
No.
So
no,
how are you guys
funded? The Columbus Foundation has given us, over the course of the last couple of years, about every 3 months, we had a $10,000 anonymous. Kristen Evers and her husband have donated, I want to say it was several, $40,000. I don't want to say it's wrong, because I don't want her to pinch me.
Right, no.
But she's huge in wanting people to get help. She's actually the one who started this. Because I asked her one time, so who here would be dead if you hadn't come in here the first time? It's just unreal. And we've had several private donations from people's retirements that they've had a nice retirement.
Sure.
And we're from family foundations. We've had $5,000 here and there. And we feel so blessed and grateful. Because we try not to be one of those people that keeps coming at you.
Yeah.
But we let you know this is what we're doing. I want you to know if we're growing. Peace Lutheran in Reynoldsburg gave us one of our first $5,000 grants. And so I've sent them information. This is what we're doing. So just so the people know, I want to thank them. Because every $5,000, $10,000...
$10,
yeah,
anything.
We just got a $10,000 grant from a doctor who's come to the warming center and to the drop-in and knows the nurses and stuff. So I don't want to start putting their names out there and do whatever, but they know that we love them and we thank them. And if they want me to put their name out there, I'll stomp it on the side of our building.
Put a big sign
but
up
most
there.
Most really do not.
No, most people don't care about that. They just want the money to be used for something good. So if the average folk wants to come over and make a donation, what's the easiest way to do? Is it just stop down? What do they need to do?
You can mail it. You can, the address is right online. You can, the 592 West Main Street. A lot of them just stop in and I'll say, I want to write down and think, no, I'm going to thank you. Maybe if it's privately in a card or whatever, but we get that, all the time, $200 checks because they know we don't waste and we're very upfront about what we're doing. And I think that sets us apart a little bit because I don't care what time you come and check us out. Like some places will come about 11 or whatever. You come in 9:30 in the morning when we're a mess with people eating cereal and stuff. I don't care.
Right. Just come in and check it out.
Yes.
And
come
see
and
what
talk
you're doing.
To us. And,
yep.
And come see us. I call it our grandma kitchen. It's not big. You've been over there, I think. It ain't big at all. But I'm going to tell you, the lineup. And we're feeding 50-some people. There's no arguing. There's no fighting. There are people are saying, hey, I'm going to take this trash out for you. So they're doing things. We've got them jumping up and saying, where's that broom and dustpan? I'm going to sweep this for you. Oh, thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's just so much heart, soul, and integrity that goes in there. And in the program itself, I don't know. I get excited, and I'm going to do it as long as God leaves me alive to do so.
Well, I don't think you're going anywhere. I mean, I've been down here for 20 years, and you were one of the very first guests that came in here, but it wasn't with this. Obviously, you've had different positions, but your heart is in the right place. You just want to help folks. Well, again, what's the Facebook page if folks want to make donations?
It's Community Drop-In Center, and as soon as you type it in, you'll see I want to say it'll have our address, too, right there.
Yeah.
And our hours. Another thing that we're sort of like the little sister of the community outreach homeless. And so they serve on Saturdays.
Yes, Newark Homeless Outreach.
Yep, from 10 to 12 right now, I believe it is. And so we send people there, too. We're trying to make sure that every day you get something good to eat, and you get something good to eat there.
Yep.
And I do want to send a little plug for one of our volunteers that works at the Homeless Outreach. But she also comes and helps us, and that's Linda Mossholder.
Mm-hmm. No, I've had Linda in here before.
She is...
a spitfire.
Oh, yeah. So she can spitfire. Yeah. We've seen her.
Yeah. Oh, no, Linda.
She's always, I mean, at least twice a week, she's in our place.
Yeah.
And she'll say, hey, I've got 4 gallons of milk out in my car. I've got cereal. Yep. I mean, she just doesn't, it doesn't... I don't know. And she's told me, you know, she's getting older and stuff. And she says, I'm cantankerous. Well, yeah, you probably are. But you know what? You are a soul bite to our community. And I wanted to say something about that because she's...
Like I said,
she cares about people. It's just ridiculous.
I've had her in here before, and I know Trish Perry's talked about her over at Newark Homeless Outreach. She is something. But we all need the Linda Mossholders in our life, because if not, a lot of folks aren't going to get to where they need to be.
She's going
to
keep coming, too, until she's gone.
That's exactly
That's
right.
I'm just going to keep doing it until it's like, you know, it's something that Patty Kutz, it's really, I mean, I always cared about people, but when I worked for her, it's about 20 years. She's the one that got like this need about why it's important and why you should care about people.
Yep.
And I love that lady. I love her and I'm like, you just need to stay here forever. And I still see her at meetings.
Oh, I'm in Newark Kiwanis with her, and she's still Patty. That's all I can tell you.
Donna, outstanding.
She is fantastic. Donna, as always, I appreciate you coming in again. If folks want to help, Community Drop-In Center in Newark, look it up on Facebook, send in some stuff. Hey, volunteers, if you don't have money, if you don't have material things, they can always use the hands down there as well. So, again, that's Donna Gibson with the Drop-In Center in Newark, Community Drop-In Center. Be sure to join us on Monday, as our guests will be Licking County Commissioners Tim Bubb and Rick Black. That's on Monday's Talk of the Town, brought to you by Licking County Transit.